USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. Beatopia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on our Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
It's unclear at this time if the bartender will get the reward money of $250,000. Nearly 2 hours on Wednesday, President Biden, talking to the American people, admitted the GOP has effectively blocked his agenda. Vladimir Putin can invade Ukraine with impunity, and the coronavirus moves faster than the public health response. Yet Biden claims to have exceeded expectations. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Campaign promises come and campaign promises go. And some unfulfilled campaign promises live on in infamy.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign, but White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, I'm going to shut down the virus? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky told U.S. senators visiting Kyiv this week that waiting to impose sanctions on Russia until after an invasion is of no use to the Ukraine. The Senate is currently working on major sanctions package to deter Russia from attacking Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, was on Newsmax Wednesday saying the American people are demanding a no to the Democrats' proposed election reform.
I think we're going to be able to end this push that they have to federalize elections. You know, they are so disappointed. They thought they were going to be able to push this through. They thought the president was going to be able to put the pressure on today. But the American people have said, no, we like our local election commission. We like our friends and neighbors running elections. We like voter ID. We don't think the federal government should be subsidizing campaigns. We like that you have to match your signature. We do not want to have mail-out balloting institutionalized, and we don't want to have ballot harvesting. So the American people have said no to the federalization of campaigns. They tried to disguise this, saying it was voter rights. But you know what? The voter rights legislation is on the books, and it stands. And this is all about federalizing election and taking the power, the constitutional duty away from the state legislatures and putting that power with the federal government. And the American people are just saying no.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.